This is Christ's blessing on the lovely day of February 9th, 2020. And we come together with hearts of love, open windows of acceptance, prayers in our hearts, and sharing in our mind to be here for one another and receive from one another, and most of all, from our Heavenly Father, the Holy Spirit, and Christ. So welcome everyone, regardless of your belief, your religion, or lack thereof. It doesn't matter. We are all children of God. And we find our way, each of us, in different ways, according to the way God made us. And I think it's very important to respect that and to pursue that. And we make a point of respecting that in our Sunday blessing services. So everyone is invited to ask for a blessing or speak up and share a blessing you've received. It really helps other people to see that there are blessings available in this world, and to just express gratitude and faith, love, hope, and all the wonderful feelings and convictions that are the glue of any loving, healthy, prosperous community, which we are becoming day by day, person by person, because we grow through our united spirit. And I see that we've got two people on the call already, so I'm going to open up the line for Jean Marie. Hello, you are on.
Oh, hi, Glenda and community. Yeah, just a couple of little blessings. I actually haven't felt like really whippy for about 4 days now, and I would like to ask a blessing for snap out of it. Because
blessing, okay.
And also, yeah, on Tuesday, a blessing for my kind of brief getaway to San Diego for a few days.
Okay.
Get out of the winter.
Great.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. Anyway, a blessing for my trip that all goes well. I'm leaving Tuesday, and I'm returning Saturday. So, anyway, beach, book, sand, here I come.
Sounds great. That sounds like a blessing in itself.
I know. I can hardly wait. But, yeah, a blessing for both those. Just,
and for your travel, the safety of your travel, and mm-hmm. the ease with which you get there and get back home. Yes,
exactly.
Indeed.
And to just, a little more energy, just winter blahs and better health in general.
Well, yes.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for bringing your faith
to
be blessed. Okay. Stephen, I see you're on the call. Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Yes, I'm just calling in to request a blessing for my very dear, dear friend, Rebecca, and also just continued blessings for my sister, Lisa, and my good friends, Shane and Vanessa, and for just myself, my own healing journey, which I'm glad to report. I feel like I'm making great progress in healing my own body and soul and everything else. It's a holistic, of course, integrated situation. So thank you, and blessings to you, Glenda, and all the blessing givers. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you. Thank you.
Oh, you are very loved too, and your request, and also Jean Marie's request, sparked a similar thought coming from my own life and situation just this last week. I came down with some kind of, well, I thought it was serious illness. I couldn't keep any food in my body, evicting itself from every cavity, shall we say, trying not to be gross. But it was like a 24-hour something horrible. And on top of that, vertigo, on top of that, just a headache. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I have taken on one of these horrible flus that are predicted for the season. And I had no one to drive me to the doctor because it was just bad timing for everybody. And I thought, how am I going to do this? Will the doctor even see me? I call my doctor. Told the man it was, and they said, well, take a taxi, and we'll work you in, and they worked me in at 1:30, but I couldn't get a taxi, so I just decided to get in the car, say a prayer, and know that all I had to do was keep my view on the roads, respect the speed limits, drive with caution, and I would get there, and I did. My doctor did a thorough examination, and he said, well, Glenda, I am both happy and sorry to tell you that you have no infection in your body whatsoever. What you have is one of these states of stress that illustrates the old age, the age-old saying that stress can kill you. He said he'd never seen such an accelerated state of stress. And the moment he said that, of course, I felt better because it was just simply adding to my stress the thought that I had one of these horrible flus, especially since I have to drive to San Antonio on Monday to help with one of my serious points of stress. And so instantly I was better. He gave me a shot of cortisone and then medication to stop the nausea, which it did. But he told me not to take it until I got home because it was going to make me sleepy. So I took that. 12 hours later, I was fine. I went from being feeling like, you know, the age-old saying, stress can kill you, has a second part to it. And if it doesn't, you wish it would. So I went from being there to being fine the next day. And I had to say to myself, okay, Linda, okay, take a look at this. It's a state of mind. If a change in the state of mind can heal you, then a negative state of mind can make you sick. And I mean, the logic was inescapable, absolutely inescapable. I think this is why Yeshua could walk through crowds of people and only look at people or touch them or say a word. And they would get up and walk and they would be well. Well, you see, back in those days, life was so horrible. So horrible. You know, any day, someone you loved might be killed or die of starvation or some horrible disease. Something might happen to you. Your children might be stolen. You know, there was so much negativity to have in your mind. Simply dispelling it could cause people to stand up and walk off and say, praise God. Well, what just happened? A change of mind can make you well. A change of heart can bring about a change of mind. Your heart, your mind, and your soul actually control everything. They really do. And then there's a small portion of that that has to do with nutrition, such as when you start seeing improvements, take care of your hydration. Make sure you're hydrated because your body's going to need to detox. Okay. And you're going to need to eat like good food so that it can detox and it can get over what it pulled in upon itself. So there is also an element of nutrition that, and then there's an element of rest, because you have to give your body a chance to go into the deeper places of healing, and it will. So it starts with, usually, with most of us, the most negative part of our life is our mind. I'm sorry to tell you, but it is. And that has nothing to do with how brilliant you are. It has nothing to do with how good you are, with how you have the most loving intention. But let me give you an example of loving intention. Loving intention should be, I want to fix the world. Let's go see what's wrong with it. You see, that's the way the mind works. The mind always goes to see what's wrong with something in order to fix it. It was created to do that, to provide that element of survival for you by discovering what's wrong, going after it, and fixing it. So consequently, the most negative part about you will be your mind, even if you're the best person on earth. Okay. And then your body may have picked up a lot. It might have not been able to clear itself, clean itself. This is actually why we have diarrhea and nausea, because the body's trying to throw off toxins. It's actually a protective mechanism. I know it sounds gross, and it's even more gross to think about it, so we won't dwell on that, but that's why. So rest. Give yourself something really light, easy to digest to help your body detoxify. And then, if you can, have a change of mind. And one of the best ways to have a change of mind is to have a change of heart. Because sometimes your mind is trying to fix the problem of why your heart is broken. Your heart is broken because you're disappointed. You wanted something so much. You're so bored. You're so distraught with the way life is. It's like, could my heart hurt anymore? And I love someone so much and they don't love me back. Well, your mind tries to go in and try to fix it by thinking, well, what's wrong with him? You see? So you may have to go back and have a change of heart. Or you forgive and say, well, that's life. Anything in life can happen. And everything in life can work to the good because God created life. Okay? Now, if that doesn't work, you just go upstairs a little bit. Upstairs. We have a whole webinar devoted to the only way out is up. One of the best webinars Yeshua ever inspired me or taught me to teach. Because our soul is like above and beyond the hard clashes of the earth. And if we can get up there and see a little blue sky, it's kind of like taking an airline ride where it starts off stormy down here on the earth. We get up through the thunder and lightning into the gray clouds, and then all of a sudden, there we are, and there's the sunshine. Well, that's what it's like if we can get all the way up to our soul. So one of the best ways, of course, is prayer. But it's got to be prayer that's prayed from the heart and prayed with celebration, with faith, that you know, no matter how bad things are, God's in charge. And he will bring you into the light. And that faith will change your heart. Your heart will change your mind. And then your mind will give your body some peace so that it can detoxify itself. Then, that all that being said, rest. And all that being said, do what Gene's doing. Take a vacation. Go get some distraction. Try to have some pleasure. If only watching a comedy, TV. There have been a number of people who heal themselves from serious illnesses just by watching comedy movies. Really, laughter is a great therapeutic tool. The thing about laughter is it does several things. One, it brings out the child in you. And the child in you activates the heart into a much more powerful state. And it brings about your ability to play with the randomness of life. And the other thing about laughter is it contains irony. Without irony, there wouldn't be any laughter. You expect one thing, you get something else. That's the irony of laughter. Well, irony boggles the mind. And the mind goes, what? What? Huh? Why is she laughing? I don't see a thing funny about it. And the mind just kind of goes on tilt, which is a good thing when you're trying to get into a better state of being. Sometimes it's a good thing to put the mind on tilt, which allows you then to strengthen your heart even more. And when it's at its highest point, you just say, thank you, God. Oh, that felt so good. And we're put back together again. Now, if you can also grasp the anatomy of what just happened, you've learned something, and you've grown as a person, as a soul, and in your mastery of life. So I can say more about this, but I want to bring some people on the call, because I don't want to take up all of our time today. I know this is really, really valuable, and it's something I wouldn't have spent the time if I didn't think it was worth it. I like to share what I learned, and especially if it can help you have a better life. But I'm going to open the line for Tony. Hi, Tony. You're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear you're feeling better. That's good news. That sounds like that was pretty unpleasant, but miraculous.
Oh, awful.
Hey, there's something really beautiful happening right now, and we're going to see it tonight. But right now, the moon, full moon, is exactly aligned with the star Regulus, which is the brightest star in the Leo constellation. And so it's also known as Corleonis, the heart of the lion. And so we have full moon. Yeah, the full moon is conjunct with the heart of the lion. And we get this every February, especially if the full moon comes mid to late February. We get an exact alignment with the heart of the lion. So that's right now. It's exact. And so tonight you'll see it. If you look in a few hours, the moon will be slightly past Regulus, but still tightly close to it. And so we get that energy. And, of course, you know, we're reminded of the connection with the beingness of Yeshua with the lion. And also, that seems to resonate also with the connection with the brotherhood, the sisterhood. So to me, it's where we have a oneness with Yeshua's presence, specifically in the expression of that heart of the lion. So it's a celebration.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that nice?
It is lovely, and I will certainly look for the moon.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. That was great.
You're welcome. And so that's my blessing for today. For Judy's got to travel. She's going to Southern California tomorrow. So a blessing for her trip. Her sister is going through her treatment. And that's going well. So a blessing for Lori. And then a blessing for all of us for this full moon energy with the heart of the lion.
Okay. I'll go for that. I'll go for all of it. That's great.
Thanks.
Well, it will be in my heart as we do the blessing. Okay,
yeah.
That's awesome. I see Eva's on the line. Hello, Eva. Welcome.
Hi, Glenda and everybody else. I would like to ask a blessing for my good friend Clara. Clara is, I believe, 93, and the other day I just got a message from a friend, and she was taken into the ER. She had not felt too good in the stomach for a couple of days, and then she was getting up early in the morning to go to the bathroom, and she fell before she got there because she was probably weak from not eating very much, and fortunately, before too long, her caregiver came in to check on her, and they took her to the ER. But fortunately today I did go to see her. I got a message from my friend first, and I didn't know what to expect because they did discover in checking her out that she has blood clots, two at least, and one in her leg and one in her lung. And but I went to see her this afternoon, and I was surprised. She was sitting up and eating and very cheerful. And she said, well, it's a good thing that I fell, because if that hadn't happened, I wouldn't know about the blood clots. I thought that was a pretty good attitude.
That is great.
Yeah.
See, that's a good example of what I'm saying about put your heart into it.
And so I was happy about it. I didn't know what to expect. I thought, gee, is this going to be her time to go or something? And so I was really happy when I found her looking good and in the, you know, good spirits. But they put her on blood thinners, and hopefully, you know, all will be well. And she did say that possibly the doctor even said she might be able to go home tomorrow. So she was excited about that. And I would like, you know, for us to give her the blessing. I told her I would put her on the call today, and she was happy about that, too. So we'll give her the good light and love. And when I was just listening to Tony about the moon, I was out last night to go to a sing-along that my daughter always plans once a month at the Friends meeting. And I'm driving towards the moon, and I thought it looked full to me. But just looking at that moon, it energized me. I just felt so good. I said, oh, that's such a beautiful moon, as I was driving. And I just kept looking at it. I couldn't stop looking at the moon. So and when I got out of the car, you know, I kept looking at it. So I guess I was feeling some of that energy that was coming in. It was I always enjoyed the full moon, and especially if I'm driving towards it, you know, thing. But this was seemed really very special. So I thought, gee, I wonder what's going on with the moon. So that was nice.
Now, I
guess that's about it for me. Thank you.
I saw the moon last night, too, and it was white, and it actually felt soft. I don't know why I got the feeling of softness. It was like a big cotton ball up there. It probably was radiant energy coming off of it.
Yeah, then there was a lady standing outside the door at the meeting house when I got there, and I said something about the moon to her, too, and she looks at it looks like a gibbous moon. And I said, what's a gibbous moon? Well, she wasn't quite sure of what that meant either, but she had heard already about a gibbous moon, and it seemed like it was bigger or brighter or something than normal. So anyway, thanks to the moon, I really got some good vibes from it. That was great.
Oh, good. So I'm going to be watching it, and I hope you will be too.
Yeah.
Right.
Unfortunately, we can't see stars. I'm often very, very surprised because there's just too much light around, you know, around us. And I said,
can see the moon.
Oh, I can see the moon, and I love to watch the moon, but very few stars. And so I'm hoping that someday somebody decides to do something about all this light pollution, and we can once again see the moon. I mean, the stars. So I've heard that there's some places that do consider that. And I remember when I was at Sedona, I just loved the night sky. And even though we were in a hotel and there's lights, but it wasn't like so bright that we couldn't see the sky. And so I really long for that to come back to me someday soon.
I hope it will.
Yeah,
and if not, just take a little trip to the wilderness.
Yeah, right. I think about it. Where can I go that I can watch the sky? Oh, I'll find a place sometime that I can just drive at night and go somewhere else. Sure. Into the country. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you, Eva. It's always great to hear from you. And I'm going to open the line up to Susan. Susan, you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I'm glad that you're feeling better. I want to say hello to this wonderful community that we have every week. But, you know, I was going to sit here like every week. I'm just going to take it all in. I have nothing to say. And then you say something, and you talk about laughter, and I just thought about an incident. I said, oh, I'm not going to share it. I said, yes, you will. You really need to share it because it's funny. And it turns out it was crazy. And in its craziness, part of it was actually funny. I had to attend. I have this group of women on a thread. I mean, they're really all on a thread, literally. And we had to go to a funeral from one of them. Their dad passed. And so we went to the wake. And one of the gals was bringing the flowers, and she gets into a terrible accident, and the flowers but she was okay. So from the hospital in the emergency room, she's typing, you know, the flowers are destroyed, but I'm going to have my husband pick them up and pick me up from the hospital and go to the funeral home and bring the flowers. I'm thinking, are you kidding? And if you saw the picture of the car, you would think, I mean, this had to be angelic. The whole passenger side was completely demolished, completely. And her side, it was like nobody. I mean, she walked out of this from being hit. She hit a tractor trailer, and she walked out of it unscathed, which is amazing, right? Amazing.
That's a blessing.
Absolutely. And I think it's coming from the fact that her father years ago died in a car crash, and I'm certain that somehow his energy, you know, protected her. So, you know, my friend and I came with one close friend, and, you know, she and I, our energy is like Lucy and Ethel. You ever meet people where you just ping off each other? This one gal and I, that's kind of what it's like. So, you know, we're in the wake, and in comes the injured gal. She's crazy. She should have gone home. She comes with the vase, and, you know, the vase was put on a tripod near, not too far from the body. And we're walking around, and I walk over to the vase, and I notice, gee, you know, it's lopsided. So I say to my friend that's like Lucy, and I say, this is lopsided. And she goes, no, it's okay. And she looks again. She backs up. She goes, it is. So we start monkeying with the arrangement to try to make it, you know, better, right? I'm doing something. She's doing the bow fall. She picks it up. It was crazy what we were doing, but we didn't think anything of it until we went out to dinner after the whole thing. And then we recapped what we did. I said, I wonder if anybody was looking, thinking we're crazy, pulling some flowers off, moving this. One of the things snapped. And it was, when we recapped it, it was hysterical. And in the restaurant, we're laughing like crazy at what we did. I said, that was like a Jerry Seinfeld routine. And when we were doing it, we didn't think anything of it. We're just straightening things out. And then, you know, with this one's falling, pick the bow up, the bow fell. I mean, it was just, and people are walking around like a typical one. And it wasn't like till later that, well, we were hysterical. So when you talk about laughter, that came to mind. I said, I got to share that with the community. But, I mean, it was like, it was crazy, you know. I said, crazy. But funny.
And it's okay. It's great.
Yeah, yeah,
laughter,
yeah.
Laughter is really, really one of the great therapies that have been given to us. And you should engage in it wildly, as often as you can.
And the gal whose father, she's later, wrote on the thread, so you were molesting the flowers. But, I mean, the whole thing was funny. It was just ridiculous funny.
Well, that's a great story, Susan. Did you have someone you wanted to put on the blessing list?
I got to put my nephew, Richard, who's, I haven't spoken to my brother-in-law because I don't know that he wants to even talk now. Richard is a urologist, 53 years old, had a reoccurrence of non-Hodgkin's, and I think they were going through something about re-educating the cells and stem cell, I'm not sure. So, put Richard Rabinowitz on there. Oh, for sure.
Okay,
and
for
Jerry,
sure.
A gal named Jerry.
Yes, we will.
Thank
you. We will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's been great hearing your story and your funny episode.
Right.
Thanks so much.
Oh, yeah,
we've got to move on because we've got other people in the queue.
Absolutely.
So we've got someone from area code 641, and you're on.
Hello, Glenda and everybody. This is Elizabeth in Iowa. I wanted to
mention the
name Neil Douglas Clark. Have you ever heard of him?
Neil Douglas Clark. The name sounds very familiar, but I can't put it side by side with information.
Klotz, K-L-O-T-Z, Klotz.
Oh, no, that does not, I don't know that name.
He's an Aramaic scholar, and he translated the Lord's Prayer and the Beatitudes from the Aramaic, and not only doing it literally, he took the context of the language at the time. So there are several different versions of each statement in the Beatitudes. You know, when we speak, we talk about certain things, and in our minds, we relate to something else we heard or an experience that everybody is having, maybe a movie or whatever. So he took the Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer, and he translated it to a book called Cosmos, but you can get him on probably the internet, and it's spelled Neil, N-E-I-L, Douglas, hyphenated, Klotz, K-L-O-T-Z, and his translations are beautiful, absolutely wonderful. They're so awe-inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
I can actually meditate on each one of them. So I thought since you may be doing a webinar on the Beatitudes.
You got my thought. You got my thought. I need to read this before, of course, I've got information directly from Yeshua, but, and actually he did clarify a lot of things for me, that we don't have, that we don't see in the English language.
Right. The English is very,
I can't wait to read this.
Yeah, the English is dry. His translation is beautiful. And the book, Prayers of the Cosmos, he even has the Aramaic script and the words in Aramaic, too. So you'll really enjoy that.
Oh, I will. I will. And thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, the book, I don't know, it may be out of print, but as I say, Prayers of the Cosmos must be on the net. And I also want to thank you for your statement about stress and illness. I desperately need muga blessings to get rid of some of the stress that's involved in my life, moving maybe, finances, major health problems, just insecurity. That I don't feel happy.
And it piles up. It piles up, and it can be deadly.
It is. Definitely is. Now, I'm not getting any better by doing what I'm doing, and that's disturbing. Because when you put an effort into being at peace, taking supplements, taking care of yourself, and doctors say, oh, you're just getting old. And that doesn't feel right.
No, it's not. And actually, you can actually become stressful about even taking care of yourself because you're not sure if something's working. You're doing too many things that maybe don't work together, and you're costing yourself peace of mind worrying about things. I highly recommend anyone every week taking a vacation from stress. And if you recall, one of the Ten Commandments is about remembering the Sabbath, okay? It's that important. If you put all the Ten Commandments on an equal scale, now I'm not saying they're all on an equal scale. I'm not saying they are because some of them are more about being a better human person, okay? But let's just say they were all on an equal scale. Then having one no stress day would be equal to not committing murder. And who knows? It might be equal to not committing murder because you could be so stressed. You get out on the freeway. You drive so badly. You get into a fatal car accident where someone's killed. It's true. We could have a national leader so stressed he declares war. You see what I mean? So who knows? Maybe every single one of the 10 are equal. In my mind, I kind of deprioritize them as they go down the line, down the list, because I seem to think, well, we have only one God, and yet, to me, that's the most important thing, because that simplifies life more than anything else could ever simplify. You only have one God to listen to, pray to, receive your blessings from, and that's a big, big simplifier to life, not to mention respect and gratitude for life. But anyway, thank you so much for your, Elizabeth, for your input on this. We have such a bad connection. It's hard for you to talk, and I think I should move on to taking someone else's call.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Sarah, you're on.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beloved community. Oh, this is Sarah, and I want to thank God so much for laughter and humor. And there's just so many blessings that come through that, and so appreciate that. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my friend Jody, who's a little scared of something about her health. So just blessings for her and light for her. And I want to ask for a blessing for myself and for all others who experience this, that I so hear what you're saying about rest, and at the same time, it just feels like my work is so hard to get it all done. And I'm in teaching, and I know other people that are in helping and that kind of profession. It just feels so I guess I'm asking for just even more capacity and help to get the work done in the time that I can, to then give myself rest time. And then finally, just a continuing asking for help for my home, for the tenants to pay their rent or to move on, and all of that to be in peace and harmony and for the best for all.
Yeah, that can be very stressful.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Glenda.
You're welcome. And thank you for sharing some pieces of your life with us.
Yeah.
Okay. And we've got a caller from Erica 642. You're on. Hello.
Oh, well, hi. Glenda, it's Linda.
Yes. Oh, hi.
Hi. Look, much love to you all. I haven't been on the calls for a while. Often can't get them live, so, but still enjoy hearing the recordings, and just love everyone's contribution, and we're so blessed to have you especially. So many, 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 many blessings to you, and of course all the callers. I had a quick comment to make about the earlier, I can't remember, sorry, who it was mentioned about the Aramaic prayers of the cosmos. And yeah, beautiful books that he has, a number of books written. But also you can get some of it on Spotify, and you can listen to the pronunciations of many of the words, and he sort of takes you through some of those. I can't quite remember what it was, but probably just under his name On Spotify, it will come up as well. So if you want to just sort of sit there in a bit of a meditation and saying the words in the Aramaic, it's quite beautiful.
How lovely. Thank you for adding to that. Ooh, that's a gift to all of us today. Wonderful.
Yeah, it's lovely. And on the blessing call, we've got a young friend, Sophie. I just want to add her and a while ago, she had a bit of a health issue and has lost all smell and taste. I think another earlier call a number of months ago, you mentioned something about essential oil that might be encouraging to use. I don't know if you've got, if you remember that, or if, maybe I've got it wrong, or if there's a specific book I could look out. Does that make any sense?
Well, a book you can get that we have published, you can get it online, an e-book. It's called Anointed with Oil, and it covers explanations of almost all the oils we offer, as well as how to use them, what to use them for, and how to use them for anointing and for healing. And I think it's anyone who's interested in essential oils could benefit by that book. And if you get it as an ebook, I think it's $5, which is really cheap. So and for anyone international like you, that would be the only way to get it. Not the only way, but the only cost-effective way. It costs so much to mail things internationally today.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, look, lovely. I won't keep you because I know it's getting late. So love to you all and many blessings. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And many blessings to you. So we're going to take, we've got two callers left. We're going to take area code 413 right now. And let's just kind of keep it down to blessings you want to ask for.
I'm calling to ask a blessing for President Trump. Given what you said about stressed out leaders declaring war, possibly, necessarily in the cards, but I just thought he sounded very stressed out when he gave his speech.
Well, my goodness, look what he's been through.
So all our leaders.
Yes.
Administration.
Yes, the thing is, regardless of what anyone has as opinions, he is our president. And if we behave as good citizens and everyone else in the whole political network behaves cooperatively and with a positive spirit, our government was set up with checks and balances to keep things from going out of balance. And we just need to be good citizens and do our work and get the work done and lower the stress level for everyone. Right now, I don't know who decided that it would be a good thing to kick up the stress level in the United States of America. But that's one of the worst things that could have been done to anybody and everybody. Because the fact is, if we just lower these stress levels, we'll all find better answers. We will all get along better. We'll all start distrusting. We will all start cooperating more, and we will get the work done that needs to be done. And we need to do the work of taking care of each other, of taking care of our country, of taking care of our daily needs and our daily business, and to move out of the conflict. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they are the children of God. Now, what do you find in an atmosphere of peace? A huge reduction of stress and a huge increase in prosperity. Isn't that something we could all use?
Yes, I think so. And I remind myself a wonderful woman minister was on the radio, and she gave a talk years ago
She said, we all have our part, we can, each of us influence the atmosphere in a room, and we forget that. We think we have no bearing on anything, and that isn't true. You know, with our attitude and our sense of responsibility or kindness. So I would like to ask also a blessing for Devin, Darren, Arlene, and Joanne and Odette, some dear people in my life.
Okay. We certainly will. And blessings to you too, dear.
Thank you so much, Linda, and to you.
Thank you.
To everybody.
And last and most dear, Stormy. Hello, Stormy.
Yes, Linda, I'll be quick here. Twice I have been able to speak with women this week on a business call and give them a change of heart with my conversations and truly awaken them to that they would know who they are. God has provided me for that counseling like I do with people. But during the counseling, a lady mentioned she had a computer screen, and all of a sudden I spoke up and I said, wow, your computer screen all of a sudden just lit up with a brightness. I don't know, but I just had to mention it. And she says, well, that's interesting. I just brought up the portrait of the lamb and the lion on the screen. So that's what you're seeing. And I said to her, I went, damn, I'm good that I can perceive and say that. Now that I say that, well, you know, I'm just good.
Yes, and, you are, Stormy.
And another a blessing for me today, most important. I met a woman at the laundromat this morning. I need help here with my situation. She needs a place to stay, and she's a nurse's aide. So she's going to call me later and come live with me for a couple of months and pay for some rent with some money and help take care of me. And I thought, you know, when God gives you a blessing in front of you, do you act on it? And I thought to myself, this one I will act on. He put us together so that we could help each other out. And, you know, God was providing.
Absolutely.
And you know, Stormy, I paid attention. Yes.
Good. And you brought up something very, very important. Blessings are given to us every day. And we overlook them because it's not exactly what we thought we would receive or not exactly what we thought we wanted. But God knows what we need. And to accept blessings that come to us and to be able to recognize them when they come is a gift. Everyone, put your blessing eyeglasses on so that you can see more blessings coming your way and accept them, receive them. I want to take a moment to just thank anonymously a couple of really, really outstanding blessings that came to me in time to probably save my life from a health perspective as well as everything else in life that goes into keeping body and soul together. I had one of my dearest friends, a couple, the husband and wife are together, two of my dearest friends, and they've been collectors of my art for a number of years. Anyway, they purchased two more paintings that pulled me out of hole, actually three. It was going to be two, and then it became three. Pulled us, the church, me, everyone, connected to this work out of the hole deeply, and we were sinking. So I want to thank them for that. And then later on, they were going to trade in a car to get a new one and decided instead to give it to Spiritus Church. So we have had very direct material blessings in the last 2-3 weeks that have just been remarkable blessings from friends, from their heart, prompted by the grace of God, knowing that their life will be fulfilled and blessed for their blessings. It's always a give back to those who bless. Those who bless are blessed in return. And so I want to extend my gratitude to my friends. And in the midst of all of that, I have been going through some very, very traumatic situations that if it illustrates if the best and the worst could ever come together. Well, my last month demonstrated that. And I'd like to put my my beloved cat on the blessing list. And I'll write the blessing givers about this exactly when we're going to the specialist. We're going to see the specialist tomorrow. I'm driving to San Antonio, Texas. The appointment is 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And it will be one of those life and death determinations. So I know that God is with us and the best will happen, but I just want to have a safe trip, and may the stress level be brought down to where prayers are gracious and graceful. So I think we've all spoken now, and we've all had our input into the arena at the altar, and it's time that we just fell into our state of grace that is within each person, just not always actively open, but it's there. And one of the best ways to find it is just to sit down, allow your arms to fall to your side, uncross your legs, let your head fall, take a deep, slow breath, count to five, and then let it out to another count of five. And do this five times. While you're doing this, I'm going to be saying my prayer to Yeshua. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being here with us in the good times and the hard times. For we know it's all part of life. And like the merry-go-round, the horses move around, and we get on and we get off at a different place. And we hear the music playing and we get back on again and we move around and get off at a different place. Life is always moving and changing, giving us new perspectives, new opportunities for grace and blessing, pleasure and laughter, love and friendship. And then there are times when we are challenged in our faith. We are blanketed with illness, pain, anxiety, or even fear. We ask that you be with us in all of these places so that as the places change, we know that we are moving from one to another in a state of grace. But specifically, we ask that you be with those who don't know to ask, that they can feel your presence and knock on the door. We ask that you be with the children and the homeless and those who haven't had a meal in a few days. Nurture them with your spirit. And nurture the hearts of those around that food may become available. We ask that you be with the sick. Give them a change of heart and a change of mind that eases up the pressure on their body. And add grace and understanding to their caregivers that solutions may be applied to their condition. And where all else fails, just hold them in your arms that they may be in a state of grace or come to you in a state of grace. We know that life is short and full of many varied possibilities. Help us to be like children, curious and receiving and exploring And when we cry, we get over it. When we laugh, we don't laugh at something, but we laugh inside with something. That we be joyful and expectant. And most of all, faithful. We thank you for your love, for giving us the completeness of your heart. We ask all of this in your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you please join me now that we may convert the energy of the cosmos, the energy of our Holy Father, the Holy Spirit, and Christ into that human frequency that is more receivable to each of our human conditions. And everyone else, begin your prayer. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you have to finish receiving it. So go and rest at least 7 minutes. Just be very, very quiet. Don't think. You can be sitting up. You don't have to lie down, but I think laying down is better. And just be with God. The rest will be taken care of. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I wish you a beautiful week this coming week. Bye-bye.